Evening, everybody. This week, Parshas Va'eschanan is the parsha in the Torah where we have a lot of the halachos about mezuzah and about tefillin. Kriya Shema, obviously, is where we find many of these details. So I just wanted to take the time to talk about a couple of inyanim that have what to do with tefillin, Kriya Shema, and tzitzis, and hamasasef, and some things that are connected to that. So first of all, about kissing the mezuzah. What in the world is the story with kissing the mezuzah? So the Rama tells us in Siman Reish Pei Aleph in Yerodeya Hilchas Mezuzah, says the Rama, and this is his Lashon, Yesh Omrim, some say, what? Yesh Omrim, some say, Kishayotzim and Abayis, when a person leaves his home, Yaniach Yadu Ala Mezuzah. The Rama does not say that you kiss the mezuzah, he just says a person should place his hand on the mezuzah. V'yomer Hashem Yishmar Tzeisi Uvoi Me'atav Yad Olam. Now, number one, first most important thing to point out is when a person kisses a mezuzah or touches it, he has to be careful if the mezuzah is not covered, which nowadays we all have the minhag to put a case on it or to cover it with some sort of plastic or something. But if you have just a cloth up there on the wall, which is not a smart thing to do because if it rains on it, it will get ruined. But if you do that, one is not allowed to touch it. The same way one is not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah because one is not allowed to touch Sefer HaKodesh, Arum, with his hands that are not washed or that are not being using some sort of chatzitza between his bare hands and the cloth. So that's number one. But generally, that's not so nogea because most people nowadays use some sort of case, some sort of cover for the mezuzah, which is a question in and of itself. Why is that not a chatzitza to the doorway? If it says, uchsavtam ha-mezuzah speisecha v'sharecha, I have to post a mezuzah onto the doorpost, well, what gives me the right to go ahead and wrap it with something else, to wrap it with plastic or to put it in a case and then put it on the door? Okay, so that's a question that is not really for now. The Aderis has a very interesting shaila, and he says we find very often by many mitzvahs that there's an inyan of hider mitzvah. So he says maybe there should be an inyan of hider mitzvah to build a beautiful house in order that I should have a nice place to put the mezuzah on. An interesting chiddush. Well, that's just a ha'ara, what to think about. But let's go a little bit further. So where does this minig of kissing the mezuzah come from? So really the makar is from Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara there has a fascinating story about Unkelus. There was a time in history when Unkelus, as we know him, the Targum Unkelus on Chumash, Unkelus wanted to be Megayer. Unkelus originally began off his life as a Roman, and in fact he was the nephew of the Roman Caesar. And Unkelus decided he wanted to be Megayer. So the Roman Caesar is very upset. How is his nephew doing this? So he sends a group of soldiers to go and get Unkelus and throw him into prison. So the first group comes, and Unkelus starts giving a shmooze and a drasha and everything, and they're so taken by his drasha, so they're all Megayer. Then the Caesar says to the next group that goes, go, I don't want you listening to any drushas, I don't want you listening to any speeches, and again, Unkelus somehow is successful in convincing them that they should also be Megayer. So now he sends a third group, and he says, listen, if Unkelus opens his mouth, don't listen to him, it doesn't matter, don't let him say a word. Okay, so they're carrying Unkelus out of the house, and before he leaves, he puts his hand on the mezuzah. So they ask him, what's this all about? Oh, so he gets into a whole drasha. Well, you know that the Ribono Shel Olam watches over us, and that is the godless, that's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because most kings, when they go and they fight a war, so the king generally stands behind, and he lets all the soldiers go ahead, and they take their lives instead of him. But he says over here, the Klal Yisrael has the Ribono Shel Olam standing on the outside. He's guarding us, we don't guard over him. So they were so blown away by this explanation, by this pshat in the mitzvah mezuzah. So again, they were Megayer. So now the Caesar decided, not a good idea, forget it, I'm losing all my soldiers, and he gave up, and Unkelus was Megayer. So that's what some Achronim say, that is the makar, because a person should understand when he's getting near the mezuzah, when he's touching it, when he's kissing it, he should understand that there is some sort of very special message that does lie behind that mezuzah that's on the door, as Unkelus taught us. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a tshuva points out, in Siman Nun Ches, that he cannot understand, he writes, Lo matzah shum makar leminig zeh. He doesn't understand where the minig came from to kiss the mezuzah, which is a very surprising thing to know that this Gemara by Unkelus seems to say that there is a makar. We're told that Unkelus did put his hand on the door, did kiss it or something, he did something on the way out. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, maybe that was just because Unkelus had no choice. He was trying everything he could, he was pulling at every string that he can get in order to get the Roman generals, in order to get the Roman army to leave him alone. So Unkelus even kissed the mezuzah, but really there's no inyan, there's no idea, there's no makar in this minig that we find that Gans Klal Yisrael has the minig. There's no makar for such a thing in Mamari Chazal. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes. The Chassam Sofer, it's a famous story about the Chassam Sofer that he was once testing one of the students to figure out if he deserved smicha or not. So he gives him a bechina on everything, Shulchan Aruch, and Yerbedeh, and Arachayim, and he's all over the place, and the guy is just unbelievable, a genius. And then he starts testing him on Gans Shas, and the guy knows everything inside out, blowing him away. So the Chassam Sofer said, he was prepared to give him smicha until he watched how he walked out of the room. And the Chassam Sofer said that he recognized as the person walked out, he didn't take a second to kiss the mezuzah. Said the Chassam Sofer, he violates minhagi Yisrael that are so precious, he doesn't deserve smicha. Lost his chance. That's an interesting story about the Chassam Sofer, but it tells us a little bit. Obviously, in the times of the Chassam Sofer, he was very sensitive to minhagi Yisrael, and you'll find in many of the tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer that the later Acharonim quote, that he was very sensitive to minhagi Yisrael because he was living at a time of reform and conservative, and they were trying to chip away at certain minhagim, but the Chassam Sofer himself held back the smicha from one of his greatest talmidim because he felt that there's something to question about the individual, that he doesn't kiss the mezuzah on his way out of the room, although Rabbi Akiva Eiger claims that there is no official makor for this minig, but it is a minig in Klal Yisrael. The Bnei Yisascha writes, we do find that many different mitzvahs, we're supposed to show a special chibuk to the mitzvah, we're supposed to show a special chivuv, and very often, you know, you have the chassidim tell the stories about the rebbes who kissed the lulav and eserg on sukkahs, they're so excited about it, sometimes they talk about kissing the shofar, we all know that one kisses his tzitzis when he puts them on in the morning, kiss the talis, kiss your tefillin, so there's an interesting insight in the Bnei Yisaschar where he points out in his Sefer Igra Dekala, my father likes to quote this, that the Bnei Yisaschar picks up on the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. How could it be Yaakov Avinu meets up with his wife, and it says, Vayisa Kola, and he goes in public in front of everyone. He goes ahead and he kisses his wife. What kind of business? It's a little bit of a bizarre to go ahead and kiss your wife in front of a whole group of people. So the Bnei Yisrael picks up on the kasha. What's going on here? So he says, Yaakov Avinu was so kaddish v'tar, he didn't see anything wrong. This is a mitzvah like every other mitzvah in the Torah. So I'm so excited to get married, just like I'm so excited to shake esrog, and I kiss my esrog, so I'm so excited to get married. What's wrong? I'm kissing the chetzah shel mitzvah. Based on that, it would turn out that there's a hiddur mitzvah to marry a pretty wife. Mistama, right? If that is the chetzah shel mitzvah, then mistama there's a hiddur mitzvah.
The one that kisses well.
What?
The one that kisses well.
Okay, whatever. But that's the interesting. That's the interesting Bnei Yisaschar here that he points out that there is this inyan. We all know by other mitzvahs, by talis, tefillin, by tzitzis, mezuzah, we all have this minig to kiss the chetzah shel mitzvah. So let's turn our attention to a Gemara brachas daf yudalid where the Gemara tells us that hakari kriyashma below tefillin, a person who reads kriyashma in the morning before he puts on his tefillin. Says the Gemara, Kilu made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzma. It is as if, what does it mean, made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzma? It's as if he's an Eid Sheker. Why? Because I'm saying in the Kriyashma, what do I say? Uksharitam le'osa yadecha va'ilu totafos be'inecha. Now I'm not wearing tefillin. So says the Gemara, it's Kilu made Eidus Sheker. A person has to be careful when he recites Kriyashma that he's wearing his tefillin. Then says the Gemara, an interesting idea, that if one does not put on his tefillin while he's reciting Kriyashma. So the Gemara tells us it's ki'ilu hikriv oila b'lo mincha, zevach b'lo nesachim. It's considered as if he is being makriv a karban, oila, without bringing the mincha component of the karban. And it's as if he's bringing a zevach b'lo nesachim. It's as if he's being makriv a zevach, a karban, without pouring the appropriate nesachim that belong on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld pointed out from this Gemara that it's not only if one doesn't wear his tefillin while he says Kriyashma. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said the same would apply if a person doesn't send his children to yeshiva and he's not mechanech them properly, he's also kilumeide de sheker. Why? Because it says v'shinantam levanecha. So you're saying the words in Kriyashma that you promise that you're going to give the Mesorah on to the next generation, that you're going to be mechanech your children in the right drachim darchei Hashem. And over here, you don't care. You're not being mechanech your children properly. Said of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that's no less than what the Gemara tells us here, that if a person doesn't wear his tefillin, he's also being made Eid Sheker. So too, said of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, one who doesn't train his children properly in the Darchei Hashem is also in violation of Meid Eid Sheker. The Mishnah Berurah picks up on this idea as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when a person says, Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha, so he said a person should have in mind, L'hachnis avas Hashem Yisbarach b'livo. Because if a person wants to actually say something that's a true statement, he has to make sure he really believes it and he really follows it. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person should be careful to think about that as he's saying, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, because he doesn't want to be, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't want to be found as an Eid Sheker. In Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, in Hilchos Tefillin, it's in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simon Lamed Daled, so we have the famous Machlokes about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the proper way to wear one's tefillin? Should they have the parshiyos like this or like that? So, we all know that the halacha lemaisa has been nikva, already by the Shulchan Aruch, that Rashi is the correct way, and we all wear tefillin to Rashi, and there are some tzaddikim who wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam as well. But let's look, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Yari shamayim yetze yedei shmeim. Obviously, we paskin halacha lemaisa like Rashi. The halacha is like Rashi that one is supposed to wear tefillin like Rashi had said it. But, a yari shamayim will put on both sets of tefillin. How does he do it? So the Shulchan Aruch goes through a whole explanation. Then it says, if he can't put both of them on at once, which for most of us, it's not really feasible to put on both pairs of tefillin at once. Yaniach sharashi v'yivarach aleim. The primary focus that one is supposed to have is on the tefillin de Rashi. And then, v'yu ala b'shas kriyashma tefillah. One should keep on his tefillin for kriyashma and for tefillah, as we said. And then after davening is over, you should put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. And says the Shulchan Aruch, one should go ahead and recite Shema and v'haya im shamoa while he's wearing the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Why? Ask the Machzis HaShekel and the Prima Gadim and all the Achronim there, why should a person recite Kriya Shema when he puts on the tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Isn't it good enough just to put on the tefillin? They all say Pe'echa, they all recite, they all give the same exact explanation in this, and that is because according to Rabbeinu Tam, when I was wearing the tefillin of Rashi, was I Yotze the Mitzvah? No. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it turns out that when I said Kriya Shema, I was an Eid Sheker, I wasn't wearing tefillin. The Gemara says a person who says Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, he's an eight checker. He's saying something that's dishonest because he says, Ukshartim lo sayadech, and he's not wearing tefillin. No. So at the time that I'm wearing my tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I didn't wear tefillin before when I said Kriya Shema. So that's why he has to recite Shema and Vayam Shema when he puts on his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And based on that, they say, that's why he doesn't have to recite the third parak of Kriya Shema, the third parsha, because Vayomer has nothing to do with the tefillin. It doesn't mention the Ukshartim lo sayadech at all. So therefore, one would not have to recite the third parasha of Kriya Shema when he is wearing the tefillin to the Rabbeinu Tam. To the other extreme, we find a very interesting story about the Chassam Sofer that his Talmidim right over there, Soros HaTshuva, which is one of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, and others have it also. The Maram Shik talks about it, that apparently the Chassam Sofer had a minig, he obviously wore tefillin to Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, he was a big tzaddik. However, they say that when he wore his tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, he was makbid dafka not to say Kriya Shema. Why? Not like the Shulchan Aruch says he was. Bedavka, he didn't recite Kriya Shema. Why? Because he said, if we really paskin halacha l'maisa like Rashi, so then now that I'm putting on my tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, which is not real, right? It's just I'm doing it out of respect to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm putting on his tefillin, but really I don't believe that that's the halacha. So if that's the case, then I'm also kilameide de sheker. Here I am reciting Kriya Shema, and I'm not really wearing tefillin. Because according to us, we don't believe that this is real tefillin. So the Chassam Sofer said it the other way, which is an interesting chap, it's an interesting idea. And it's not so clear that the Chassam Sofer really had this practice. The Ksav Sofer, who's the son of the Chassam Sofer, claims that his father did wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and did say Kriya Shema. So the whole story is a little bit questionable between the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. Did it really happen? Excellent. So that leads right into our next point. In the Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish has a beautiful set of tshuvas, which is called the Beis Yitzchak. So he has a beautiful shaila, and that is a quote that the Sefer Yireim and, not the Sefer Yireim, the Bala Yireim and the Bala Charedim, both of them apparently had the minhag that they used to wake up early in the morning and say Kriya Shema right away when they woke up, before they even got to shul to put on their tefillin. So he asks, he has a whole tshuva about this, why is that proper? Don't we know the Gemara says a person has to wear his tefillin as he's reciting Kriya Shema? And the Gemara tells us if one doesn't, it's ki'ilu meirei de sheker. Not only that, the Gemara says it's ki'ilu hikriv zebach b'lo mincha, or below Nesachim, it's as if he didn't do a complete karban, it's as if he didn't bring the second component of his karban. Well, if that's true, how did these great tzaddikim not put on their tefillin as they used to recite Kriya Shema every morning? That's the question that Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish is bothered with. And he quotes a beautiful insight from the Chozem Lublin. And that is the following. He says that when do we say that a person who doesn't wear tefillin while he's reciting Kriya Shema, it's ki'ilu meyed ed sheker, that's only if he has the opportunity to wear tefillin and he chooses not to do it. But if he knows that I'm going to put on tefillin later, I'm going to shul in an hour or two, I'm going to shul soon, I'm going to put on my tefillin. Or it's Shabbos, I don't have the opportunity to put on tefillin. Or it's Tisha B'Av, and I'm not allowed to wear tefillin in the morning. So then we don't consider it ki'ilu meyedei d'sheker. Now, listen to this beautiful raya of the Chozem Lublin that he quotes in his tshuva. An unbelievable raya. He says that the Gemara over here tells us a person who doesn't recite Kriya Shema with tefillin is ki'ilu meyedei d'sheker, and it's as if he was makir a karban below mincha, and a zevach below nesachim. Said the Chozem Lublin, this is an unbelievable raya, and he writes as follows. The Gemara says in Menachas Daf Tezvav, what's the halach of a person as makir v'karban? Does he have to bring the animal with the nesachim right away at the same time or not? The Gemara says, no. Afilu ad asara yamim. I could bring the animal today, I could bring the karban 10 days later. As long as at the time that I bring the animal, I know that in the next 10 days, at some point when I get my hands on a bottle of wine, bottle of whatever I need for nesachim or for a mincha, I'll be makir it then. Well, says the Chozeh, if our Gemara is comparing the halacha of not wearing tefillin while you say Kriya Shema to that halacha of being makir v'karban without bringing the nesachim, and that means that as long as I have in mind to do it later, then I'm not in violation. The same way a person who's makiv a carbon, as long as he has in mind to bring the nesachim later, he's makiv his carbon and it's fine, there's no issue. So too over here by Kriya Shema, that's what the Chayzim Lublin says, the unbelievable raya, he says, you see from here that there would not be an issue at all. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes this as well, that a person, the only time we assume that's kiddul meid eid sheker is only in a situation where an individual chooses not to put it on b'mezid. But in a case, let's say Shabbos or Yantif or Tisha B'Av, as you said, that would not be an issue at all. Just to leave with one question, and that is, we all know that we have the minig during Kriya Shema to touch our tzitzis, to kiss them, or to touch our tefillin, right, when we get to those psukim, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Aleph, everyone should do that while they're saying Kriya Shema. The question that the Beis Yosef quotes is, for the chever that likes to daven by the door, so how come we don't say when we get to Uchsav Tamar Mezuzah Pesecha, why doesn't everyone stand up and go kiss the mezuzah? An obvious kasha. What? You're right. So the Beis Yosef writes, it's Tircha D'Tzibur. Everyone's going to get up. When do we say you should touch your tefillin, you should touch your tzitzis? Well, that's very easy. I'll just put my hand over here, I'll kiss my tzitzis, no big deal. But to have the whole shul get up in the middle of Kriya Shema to go stand in line by the door to kiss the mezuzah, that's a little bit unreasonable. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rivash. Nu, an afkamina la halacha would come out according to that, that for the whole chever that's standing by the door, right? It's no big deal, right? So every day when you get to Kriya Shema, we're going to have a ma'ariv now, so maybe a person should go ahead and kiss the mezuzah at the door, right? That's what it should turn out. It's a very surprising halacha. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes another teretz from the Rivash, which we won't get into now. We're out of time. We're at minus 3 minutes. But it's just something to think about, that the Beis Yosef here does quote two explanations from the Rivash, and it would turn out, according to the first one, that the reason why we don't stand by the door is because it's a tircha for the tzibur to get up and go kiss the mezuzah. Well, it turns out that the people who are close to it probably should. So that's just an interesting ha'ara. What?